In the early 1990s, at another binder manufacturer, Rockler, salesman Harold Driscoll and development scientist Greg Johnson made a further contribution to the science of stabilization. Greg Johnson recalls.
Harold was the sales guy out there in the field, and I was doing the development work back in the lab. Harold was certainly an excellent salesman. What he always said back in those days was that we needed some means of differentiating our blends from the opposition blends. Now, there was one thing we could do that they couldn't do. We had the facilities to blend more than two components. We had enough silo capacity to blend three or even four materials together. The opposition companies only had two silos, so they could only do double blends. So Harold came up with the idea of selling a triple blend. And so we started doing that. And Harold went along to a conference, I think it was an RTA conference, and started promoting the idea of triple blends. And somehow the RTA picked up on this idea. And all of a sudden, specifications started to appear where they actually said, you will use triple blend. So the contractors would come to Harold and say, well, we want this triple blend. Harold would come back to me and say, look, they've asked for triple blend. And I would say, well, which particular variety of triple blend are you talking about here? You know, are we talking cement fly ash lime or lime fly ash slag? You know, there's a whole range of them. So what we finished up having to do was ask the contractor to supply a sample of the soil, and we'd have a look at it and decide from the makeup of that soil which particular triple blend would actually be suitable. At the time, we thought it was a bit of a gimmick, but there were some soils that did seem to respond to the triple blends. So it developed into something that did have some scientific backing to it.